This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Okay, so we're going to keep this transportation beat going with now a look at shipping. So much in our economy has been turned upside down, including the paths so many of our goods travel as they cross the globe. And with that, the ports at which they arrive in this country have changed too. Remember when there was a line 100 ships long to get into the port of Los Angeles? Well, there is no backup now. Container volumes at West Coast ports have fallen 10% compared to before the pandemic. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that.
That logjam of ships during the pandemic, it left a mark. Chris Jones is with Descartes Systems, a supply chain and logistics tech company. He compared shipping volume in the first 3 months of 2019 to the first 3 months of this year and calculates that by the end of this year,
1 million TEUs moved out of the West Coast ports and into the Gulf and East Coast ports.
TEUs are a way of measuring trade volume. Basically, one TEU is half of one of those giant shipping containers you see on boats. Point is, hundreds of thousands of those containers are now coming to ports like Houston and New York instead of ports like LA or Seattle.
What happened was the East Coast ports rose about 3%, but the Gulf Coast ports went up 43%.
This big shift isn't all just the pandemic. Labor disputes on the West Coast have frightened shippers and retailers. They're worried that a strike might break supply chains all over again. But this shift away from the West Coast was actually happening even before all of that. Nereus Poskus is with Flexport.
U.S. West Coast had roughly 50% of market share for all U.S. imports back in 2016-17, and it has been dropping ever since steadily.
The West Coast's market share is now 42%, he says. Over time, global manufacturing has changed, and so, therefore, have shipping routes.
A lot of manufacturing has been shifting from China to Southeast Asia to Indian subcontinent, as well as somewhat Latin America.
So even if supply chain problems are gone now, and let's say labor disputes resolve, would those containers go back west? Jessica Dankert is with the Retail Industry Leaders Association.
So many of the networks have been put in place and we've made these kind of changes. I don't know that we'll see that same level of, you know, return volume to the West Coast.
She says a lot of retailers are still rethinking their routes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.